It's Wednesday, the 7th of May, I believe. I may be wrong. Wednesday the 7th of May. It's not very nice this morning. I see masses of cloud, some white, some dirty grey, and the odd bright spot with a wee islands of blue sky. But no sun. The sun is in the wrong place. It can't get through those dark grey ones. I think it's to be like that today anyway. It rained last night. It's not raining now, but I think it's to be one of those on-off showery days. It's cooler today, this morning. Yesterday it got up to 17 degrees, would you believe? 17 degrees. For a wee while. Ah, but the air is fresh. It's loaded with mind clearing, mind awakening freshness that you can't get from plug-in air freshener. Anyone ever come up with that? An air freshener that smells just like real fresh air? Doubt it. Slept like a zombie last night again. Oh, that's mad, because I don't think zombies actually sleep, do they? They just go into a torpor. So nice. It's cold, but it's nice. It's ironically nice. The apple tree flowers are opening. It's going to be stunning. Absolutely stunning. If it gets a chance. If it gets a chance to shine. I remember when we first came here. I think it was the first summer after we moved in. Or it may have been that summer. The apple tree wasn't as big then. I remember sitting in the garden with the tables and umbrellas and the family down having tea in the garden. When it was in full flower and it was red hot. It was amazing. We were all sitting in t-shirts and shorts, and the apple tree was shining like a beautiful dusky pink beacon. Oh, I remember that. We've been here for 23 years now. Remember that, those summers when we first moved in. They were brilliant. I'm not lying, I'm not making up, it's not imagination. It's true. Now the tree is much bigger, even though I prune it back after flowering every year. Just to keep it fairly compact. And it doesn't look as if I'll be sitting under the sun umbrellas. Well, maybe by the end of the month, maybe, who knows. And a few spits of rain again. So, how am I feeling this morning? Actually, I'm feeling pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. I still haven't got around to whistling or singing yet. Mary's been doing a lot of that recently. She has, honestly. Whistling and singing. And I keep saying when I hear her, why can't I do that? Why won't I do that? Pucker up and do it. I keep forgetting. I really should. Maybe if I did, it would release those nice endorphins Is that what whistling and singing does? I guess so. Maybe if I actually did, it would make me feel better and therefore make me want to whistle or sing more. Not that you'd want to hear me sing or necessarily whistle. I can whistle and sing a wee bit flat at times. I lost my whistle. Wouldn't that be a great book or story? The day I lost my whistle. Yesterday, I recorded something from the garden. Something trivial, to be honest. But I'd been out working in the garden. Well, working to a certain extent. And Mr. Blackbird was on the rooftop here. And he was belting it out. And I thought, yeah, okay. And I was working in the garden, so it doesn't bother him at all. And I went in and got the binaurals, came out, hang them on the tree with the mic. And the minute I set record on, he stopped and flew down to the garden to eat something. I was doing a Victor Meldrew. No, I don't believe it. And he didn't go back up and sing again all the time he was there, so. But this morning, I got up for a wee. And I could hear him. It must have been about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I could hear him chanting it out on the rooftop again. And I thought, grab the binaurals, open my study window and just hang them out and just let it run to the end of the SIM card. I knew there was only about a gigabyte left. I could edit it, but I thought capture the best bits if I'm singing at that time in the morning when there's little or no traffic on the roads. And but it was raining a wee bit, and I didn't want to, those binaurals don't like rain. So I didn't do it. I wished I had, well, I wished I could capture that time in the morning. It should be nice to get up during the night, don some clothes and just go out for a wee walk when everyone else, well, virtually everyone else is sleeping. Listen to the still morning air and the sounds of pre-dawn